Welcome to the deep dive. We are looking at your notes today on this, well, kind of a fascinating, almost counterintuitive automotive puzzle.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
Right, like you are essentially paying good money to upgrade your truck's computer, but specifically so it can run perfectly on the absolute cheapest gas at the pump.
Exactly, standard 87 octane.
Yeah, standard 87. So we're talking about tuning a 2019 Ford F-150 5.0 liter V8 for better performance and economy, all while exclusively running that 87 octane fuel.
Okay, let's unpack this because it is surprisingly tricky to avoid those premium 91 or 93 octane tunes without, totally crippling the truck's baseline performance.
Right, because the baseline assumption for, well, most aftermarket tuning anyway, is that you're going to feed the engine premium fuel. I mean, when you take a calibration built for 93 octane and just run it on 87, you instantly force the engine into this self-preservation mode.
It just flattens out,
Right,
yes.
completely flat. The truck is going to feel totally buttless, and you basically defeat the entire purpose of flashing the ECU in the first place, which sucks. And to understand why it falls flat, we really need to look at the mechanics of octane itself. Because 87 octane isn't necessarily lower quality gas, it just has a lower resistance to heat and pressure under compression.
Right, and in a high compression modern V8, that lower resistance means the fuel mixture can actually detonate early, like before the spark plug even
Which
fires.
is bad.
Very bad. That premature detonation is what we call knock, and modern engines are terrified of it because it can physically destroy internal components.
Right, so the ECU relies on knock control. It's like a hypervigilant parent yanking a kid away from a hot stove. The reaction from the computer is immediate and super heavy-handed just to guarantee the engine's safety.
Exactly. The second it detects abnormal combustion, it aggressively pulls the spark timing back, retarding the ignition to stop the knocking, which instantly kills your power. But what's fascinating here is that a true 87 octane tune isn't just taking an aggressive 93 tune and letting the ECU constantly pull timing to compensate.
Right, because then it's just fighting itself.
Exactly. If you do that, the computer is endlessly chasing the knock. It's testing the limits, detecting knock, and yanking power over and over.
Just a constant loop.
Yeah, a terrible loop. A proper 87 calibration requires bespoke, really conservative spark and fueling targets mapped out right from the start. You are proactively programming the ECU to stay in a safe zone where combustion remains stable.
Even when it's hot, like during heavy towing.
Especially then.
That makes perfect sense. You want the software design around the physical limitations of the fuel rather than, fighting against them. So how do you actually deliver that software? Looking through your notes, there is a lot of debate on the best delivery method for these specific
Oh,
V8s.
tons of debate. A lot of platforms offer a selectable octane menu on a handheld tuner. This lets you flash a multi-tune file where you can actually use your steering wheel or cruise control buttons to just flip between an 87, 91, or 93 profile on the fly.
That sounds handy, but I actually have to push back on that approach, though. For an engine this incredibly sensitive to knock, a selectable menu seems like it leaves a massive window open for user error.
How so?
Well, what if you fill up with 87 but completely forget to switch out of the aggressive 93 map? The ECU is instantly fighting a losing battle. Wouldn't locking in a dedicated 87 tune be infinitely safer than relying on the driver to remember their current tank's octane?
That is a totally fair point, and honestly, you're right to challenge the selectable menu. The risk of human error is significant there.
Right, people forget things all the time.
We do. So if you strictly want reliability on cheap gas, a dedicated 87 tune through a custom email or road tune is fundamentally safer. Custom builders tailor that single calibration to your specific fuel variants and daily driving style.
Rather than just a generic handheld file.
Exactly. And a huge warning for you here. Never trust a calibration simply labeled Universal 2015 and up. The software must explicitly match the unique parameters of your exact 2019 5.0 liter.
Because Ford changes the ECU logic and transmission mapping almost year to year.
Exactly. They tweak it constantly.
Okay, so let's say you do it right. You verified the software matches the hardware, and you have flashed that dedicated 87-specific custom tune. So what does this all mean? When you fire up the truck tomorrow morning for your commute, what are you actually going to feel?
Well, first, you need to set realistic expectations. You are not going to see massive peak horsepower gains on 87 octane.
Right, the physics of the fuel just won't allow it.
They really won't. But what you are getting is refinement. you can expect a shift in fuel economy, usually somewhere between -2% and +6%, depending on your foot.
Sure.
More importantly, you'll feel a much sharper off-idle throttle response, and the shifting logic will be noticeably smarter and more predictive.
That sounds like a solid daily driver upgrade.
It really is. But I have to add, if you ever hear an audible rattling sound from the engine bay under load, or if you feel the power surging unpredictably, you likely have a file mismatch or a bad batch of gas.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, if that happens, back off the throttle immediately. Don't push it and revert the truck back to the stock file.
Got it. It really highlights that successful 87-octane tuning isn't about bolting on fancy hardware or chasing dyno numbers. It is purely an exercise in precise software matching.
Giving the engine the exact mathematical parameters it needs to thrive on everyday fuel.
Exactly.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights a profound irony in automotive engineering. Modern engines are absolute technological marvels of adaptive software, capable of calculating thousands of micro-adjustments a second just to optimize spark and air-fuel ratios.
It's incredible.
It is. Yet despite all that brilliant engineering, their ultimate performance and survival are still entirely at the mercy of the chemical consistency of whatever liquid happens to be sitting in the underground tanks at your local gas station pump.